And welcome. It is an Experience Marshalltown program. Val Ruff is hosting, and she's our Convention and Visitors Bureau Director. Good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Good to see you. I'm doing awesome.
It's a beautiful day.
I have not been outside yet, but I'm looking, well, to come in here, yes, but it was dark.
Okay.
I don't really qualify darkness when I come to work as a beautiful day
yet.
You
should stick your head out.
Okay.
On a break or something.
I will do that.
Because it's a gorgeous day. So we're excited today on Experience Marshalltown. We have guests today with us from F&J Racing. We have Fred and Jackie Ingram with us today. Thank you for being with me today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Yes. And we are going to talk about a long-standing event that has been kind of the pride of our community for a long time. And you guys have done a lot of work with this. And it's Blessing of the Bikes. And I remember when my husband and I got our first bike, and we, of course, wanted to go get our bike blessed for the riding season. And there's a lot to be said for that.
Yes, there is.
And we went on a big ride, and it was fun. So I've been to quite a few of the Blessing of the Bike. So let's get started. We'll start with Jackie, and let's talk a little bit about the history. I know this is our, 22nd year?
22nd year. When we moved from our small location at home, our business into town, we did not know how are we going to tell people where we are. And our one custom chrome rep, he said, Jackie, out in California, we have a Blessing of the Bikes. Da-dum! And that's how it started. And the first year was the Salvation Army, and we had canned goods. We had such large drums, we had to stop that because it was so much. And from there, we just kept going and going until the city said we couldn't have it at F&J Racing anymore because we filled everything. And now we've been at the American Legion for quite some time.
Sure.
They sold the parking lot where we parked the bikes. So the dear, wonderful softball boys have allowed us to come in this year. So it'll be the softball complex.
Right, right.
I say it wrong every time.
That's okay. It's the 6th Street softball complex.
Yes.
So that'll be a nice big area to bring in all those bikes and vendors. And
this year we have, the city has been so wonderful to us. Val, as you can see on our flyer, all these people have helped donate for the publication and everything, getting the word out. We have more. We have a vendor from Illinois coming in and one from Wisconsin. That has never happened. And, of course,
we're roughly 25 or more vendors.
25 vendors are coming.
Well, as of last night, I think we're up to 28 now. People are just calling and want to be a part of this, which is exciting. And I don't know. I'm like
flabbergasted because and you should be really honored. Yeah, I mean, you've been working a long time on this event, and it just gets a little better and a little better and a little better, and you add all these amazing performers. So let's talk about who's the performer this year. It sounds to me like she's got a big draw, and we got some folks coming in from out of town to see
Jasmine Kane. Born in Sturgis, I was told, and over the years she would work for Easy Rider during the rally, and the gentleman who owned it knew that she wrote music and played a guitar. And one day he says, Jasmine, I'm going to have you sing. Well, that was that. The woman just took off. She now lives in Nashville. Dean Schaller, who was editor of Biker Magazine, his dear friend Amy White, is really good friends with Jasmine. And Amy is going to be opening a biker bed and breakfast in Green Mountain.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she said, how about Jasmine coming? And Jasmine is coming. We're so excited.
Well, I think that's going to be a great draw.
Yeah.
I should probably know about a bed and breakfast coming into Green Mountain.
From
a convention of visitors standpoint.
Yes.
She needs to talk to you.
That'd
she
be
really
great.
Does.
That'd be great. So we've got 28 plus vendors, and a couple of those are coming from out of state because they've heard what a great event this is. And if you want to get some more information, we're going to continue to talk about the event, but if you want to get some more information on Blessing of the Bikes, you can get that from F&J Racing, And I think their Blessing of the Bikes has a Facebook page.
Yes, we do. Jackie, of course, has somebody who handles her Facebook
page.
Great.
You know what? That's a good way to do it, Jackie.
I don't have time. I honestly don't.
So that's exciting. But so let's, okay, if you're just tuned in, we're talking with a friend, Jackie Ingram of F&J Racing, with their event that they're have done for 22 years, Blessing of the Bikes. So let's share the information, Jackie, with the listeners as far as the date and the time.
May 13th is the, I'm going to say it wrong again.
Sixth Street Softball Complex.
See, you can't say it either.
It's a lot of S's.
A lot of S's.
It's a tongue twister. And the time?
The time is 10 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and at noon is when the bikes are blessed.
So high noon is a blessing.
Think,
okay,
yes.
Say we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with our second segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Listen, this whole do-it-yourself thing is fine for some projects, but when it comes to window coverings, not so much.
Tell me about it. I did some do-it-yourself shades that are best described as uneven and twisted.
Yeah, I've seen them. That's why I'm going with Budget Blinds.
That's a style and service for every budget people, right?
Yeah, and that is for real. Budget Blinds has no surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty. The best in the business.
No surprises pricing and a no-questions-asked warranty?
No-brainer, right?
So Budget Blinds comes in, measures everything, orders for you, then they install it all?
It's a beautiful thing. And now you can get up to $500 off on Signature Series window coverings.
Another no-brainer. Number, please.
855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Or go online to budgetblinds.com.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get the experts to do it for you at a price that fits your budget.
Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Welcome back. It is Experience Marshalltown. Val Ruff hosting.
Welcome back to Experience Marshalltown. Today we have Fred and Jackie Ingram with F&J Racing, and we are talking about the 22nd annual Blessing of the Bikes. This is an event that's near and dear to their heart. They've been the promoters of this. And I think the one thing we maybe haven't shared, Jackie, is that this is 100% charity event.
Yes.
And do you want to talk a little bit about how that got started?
It's me. I didn't expect to ever do this to make money, but to let the community know how much we care, and thank you. And so that's how it started. And it started really first, like I told you, with the canned goods to the Salvation Army. But then I found out about the domestic violence. And we did that for years until they moved it to Ames. So then now we've reached out, and the Iowa Veterans Home has a recreational fund. And we definitely give to that every year. And I learned about crisis care last year, which is a wonderful thing for families in crisis, emergency child care. Those are volunteers.
Yes, they are.
Yes, and they will be getting money again this year.
Great, great.
And one is another one, Access. That's victims of domestic violence. Sexual assault provides emergency shelter for victims, male or female. Okay. That'll be new to me. I'm learning more about them.
Okay.
And last year we gave to Diamond in the Rough. Have you heard of them?
Yes.
And the girls will be back, and they'll have a booth there.
Oh, great.
Yes. And the Softball Association will probably receive money for the children who are learning to play softball.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay, great. So you've got four or five. One,
yes.
Two, three, four, five.
Because of Jasmine and her incredible following, we have people coming. There is a woman coming from Tennessee who called me. She's booked a room at the Tremont, and she came. She's coming to hear Jasmine.
Great.
Goodness. But that's a long haul.
I know. That's exciting.
Yes.
And while we're talking about Jasmine, I think, Fred, you've got kind of an interesting story about Jasmine that you like to share, if you want to share that with the listeners.
Any of you are familiar with the show that was series is on called Sons of Anarchy? She wrote and sang some of the music for that. In fact, the very last episode, she sang a song called Highway Prophet that she wrote right at the very end of the last show.
So we're going to wait for her to wrap up her concert with that song, aren't we?
Yes.
Great. And I know that that was a kind of an interesting series. I know that we watched it off and on. So we're pretty excited about our featured performer for Blessing of the Bikes with Jasmine Kane. And let's talk, Jackie, you had mentioned that you've got about 28 and possibly even more vendors that could be coming in at the last minute. Do you want to share anything about those vendors with the listeners? Because they're the ones that kind of make this possible, and they come in and folks come to buy their merchandise.
Right. We have locals like Sharon's Leathers, who lives in Albion. She sews on men's patches on all their leathers, will make you leathers. She's been with us forever. This year, Abate of Iowa District 6 will have Fred, what do they call
their
it?
Writing simulator there.
Oh, okay.
Which will really be interesting for people
sure.
who want to experience.
Great.
And I'm trying to think, who else? Iowa Synthetics out of Garwin. And Fender Cycle, by the way, from Ames. We'll be having all the new Indians there this year.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
So, and Zilstra's, of course, from Ames will be there. And we have Bertha the biker dog. She has her own sidecar.
Oh, that's right.
She's quite a large dog. Do you remember seeing her?
I think so.
Yes, they paint her. She even gets
Oh, that's
manicures.
Right. She gets her nails manicured.
Yes, she does.
Okay.
So we, cute. And then this year, I have a hard time asking for money. I just do. But this community helped me so much. Richie Products. Wow.
I see that. They're
that
listed.
Was really a big one. But guess what? We take care of Leon's motorcycles, so he's aware of who we are.
Sure.
And Paul Pagel, wonderful attorney. We take care of him and his wife donated money to help for the advertising.
I see that. Great community supporters.
Yes. And Concrete Incorporated always does, but one of their head employees, Todd Kiefer, he personally wrote a big check for me to donate into this fund.
Oh, great. Very nice.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Pretty moving, isn't it?
Very moving.
Yeah. You've got quite a few local sponsors. I see that Minuteman, I know that they help you a lot with your marketing pieces and your flyers.
They put up with me.
Yes. But, it takes a lot of people to put together an event of this caliber. And we just want to thank all the sponsors that have made this possible. And
The one thing I need to mention is our minister. Did I already do that?
Nope, we haven't talked about our minister, our pastor.
He's Scott Green from Least of Saints Ministry in Newton, Iowa. And he has quite a following of people in Marshalltown who go down to his church.
Great.
Yes.
So he'll be doing the blessing at High Noon.
High Noon.
Saturday, May 13th. The event starts at 10 o'clock. Now, what we haven't shared, Jackie, is that this year's blessing is dedicated to Don Shear.
Oh, Don and Phyllis Shear from Grinnell, Iowa. Life, they have been customers forever. And Don and Phyllis have traveled the entire United States, Alaska, and Mexico on their bike. And they had a very, very sad thing happen a couple of years ago at the rally in Sturgis. A man going 55 miles an hour in a truck, hit the side of their trike.
Oh, no.
And Don eventually lost his entire leg. and we just lost him here a couple months ago.
Okay, that's sad.
And she has, at one point we've heard 87 bikes are coming in one group for his in memory of Don. So,
yes. That might just fill the whole space.
Well, we've already had the police helping us so we can get the bikes in safely, yes.
And then we had a very sad situation with a young gentleman here not too long ago. Chad Guile.
We lost customer of ours, his family, his dad also.
Yeah.
This community came together like I've never seen this community come together.
I know. His memorial was just unbelievable.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
And so I just want to thank you for reaching out and really remembering those folks, because, you know, the thing that folks need to remember out there is that these bikers, they all stick together and they watch each other's back and they become one big family.
They're some of the friendliest people. I never knew about bikes until I was introduced to Fred Ingram. And I thought, hoo-ha-ha.
Yeah.
But no, I've never met Jenna. If you're broke down on the highway, they will stop and help you.
Yes, they will.
Cars will go by you, but the bikers
stop. Bikers and help. They're good breed of cats. So we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back with our final segment of Experience Marshalltown.
Meet in the middle. Hi, this is Val Ruff, Executive Director of the Marshalltown Convention and Visitors Bureau. You know Marshalltown's central location makes it the ideal location to plan your next business meeting, convention, or reunion. We can provide sample attractions and group tours, offer welcome bags, and we have a grant program to offset some of your conference expenses. Planning a tournament? We know sports. Marshalltown can handle your tournament or competition. We are host to swimming competitions, boxing, soccer, track, volleyball, softball, baseball, gymnastics, bowling, and we boast a very popular disc golf course. Our free visitor's guide is available at our office at the Fisher Community Center, or it can be downloaded from our website. The guide is loaded with information on dining, attractions, recreation, shopping, lodging, camping, and entertainment. Located in the middle of Iowa at the intersections of Highways 30 and 14, Marshalltown is easy driving distance for anyone in Iowa, so meet in the middle in Marshalltown. The website is marshalltown.org/visit.
Every morning is different for everybody. Nate gets up for the early shift, while Brad is just getting home from the night shift. Pam runs a PR and a 5K, while Drew runs late to work. Beth proposes a road trip to her boyfriend, while Mark proposes to his girlfriend. Luckily, there's a McDonald's for every morning.
Start your morning with a rich, smooth, and freshly brewed McCafe coffee. And now, get any size for just $1 at McDonald's. Limited time offer. Price and participation may vary. A la carte only.
Welcome to McDonald's. May I take your order?
Yeah, I'll take a small Coke.
And I'll have a large, please.
You know, you can get any size Coke for just a dollar, right?
So, a small Coke is just a dollar?
Uh-huh.
And a large is just a dollar?
Yes. Are you guys okay?
You just blew our different size minds. Sorry, he got excited again.
It's nice getting any size bang for your buck. So come into McDonald's and get an ice cold, delicious any size Coke for just a buck. A la carte only. Price and participation may vary.
Welcome back. Our final segment with Val Ruff. Here's Experience Marshalltown.
Thanks, Kyle. So this is our final segment of Experience Marshalltown. And today we have Fred and Jackie with F&J Racing. And we're talking about Blessing of the Bikes. And that event is coming up on Saturday, May 13th. It's going to be at the 6th Street Softball Complex. And it's going to run from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. with the blessing at high noon. So get your bike out, get it all shined up, and bring it out. Make sure you get it blessed for the riding season. And we've got Jackie here. Jackie's got a few more things that she wants to share about this event. It takes a lot of people. Jackie's very fortunate. She's got a lot of great helpers and volunteers to help her put this great event together. Anything else, Jackie, that you would like the listeners to be aware of about your event?
We do have a silent auction. And why can't I say her name right now?
Connie.
Oh, Connie gets all the... Connie Hoskins, who has been with me forever, she's the one who goes around and
gets the donations.
The donations and all these people to sign on in town. And she has been a blessing to me. And also, I'm having a mental moment.
That's okay. We all have them. Lynette Tuttle.
Thank you. You're having my mental. Thank you.
I picked that up.
She has rented, her and her son have rented the big tent for the silent auction.
Oh, great.
This year. Okay. And
I know you had a lot of great, I mean, tables and great silent auction items. In fact, I bought my butterfly bushes, my butterfly plants, so that I could attract butterflies. But that's a whole different series. But yeah, your silent auction always has great items.
We have given up the live auction. It's very time consuming, and it just didn't work.
Sure.
I mean, we got it done, but it didn't. And the silent auction works a lot better. And these people are so good and so helpful. I can't even begin to tell you. And also, Fred, who else? There's been so much. Yesterday was a very busy day at our shop.
Yeah?
Yes. And Jackie didn't sleep well last night.
Oh, okay.
So I'm trying to think here who else I need to say thank you to. Raycom.
Oh, yeah.
They donate our speakers,
our
walkie for everyone, yeah. And this year they're even furnishing one for Tom, who
wired up.
They called me yesterday.
That's good for the logistics, yeah. So you guys can all talk to each other.
Oh, yes, and some of the dearest people in the world, Lee, who works at Wolf Eye Clinic, Fred and I do not touch any money during this, not one dime. It's all handled by outsources. It's counted. If you want to watch it being counted at the end, yes. Somebody started a rumor years ago that we enjoyed making so much money off of this.
Well, that's nice because you give it all away.
We give it all away. Yes.
Good. So, anything else that you want to? We got a couple minutes left.
Fred, what do you think?
Well, we want to thank Tom Reynolds from Grinnell. He's been with us for years. He's the one that lines up the stage that we use.
Okay.
And he does that, and without his help, it'd be awful hard to put this on.
Yeah, and you know, you have those key volunteers that make a big, big difference.
And Steve
Moody.
Let's
talk about what time does Jasmine go on stage?
2 to 4.
2 to 4 is Jasmine, okay.
That's all her time, but she will be in the area earlier.
Okay.
And if I'm not mistaken, she probably will be selling T-shirts.
Sure. And I bet people will be wanting photo ops with her.
Yeah, some photo ops and that. And I'm anxious to personally meet her. I've talked to her on the phone. I've emailed her. And just sounds like somebody you want to know.
Right.
Yes.
Right. I'm going to make a day to come down and check this all out. Huh. So I know you've
got... We're thanking you for all your help.
Oh, yeah. Yes. You bet.
You've been
it's
very
our
helpful.
Pleasure. I know we're bringing in lots of people into the community. And we want to make sure they have a good experience while they're here. And they're safe. And
right.
Safe travels. And
we've been telling our out-of-state and out-of-place about our motels.
Yes,
I have. Val, I'm on your side.
Okay.
I am doing that.
we would love to have them stay in our community. We know they're going to be coming to this event. So let's just wrap it up really quick. So Blessing of the Bikes, 22nd annual, and it's Saturday, May 13th from 10 to 4. p.m. The blessing is at 12 high noon. Jasmine goes on stage at 2 o'clock. This is a family-friendly event, so bring your whole family out.
Right.
There'll be stuff for everybody to do. If you haven't been to it, mark your calendar and make a date to come out and see and meet all of these great people that do all this hard work. And as we stated, you want to mention really quick again who the charity that will receive the funding? So we've got, you want me to run them off quick?
Yeah.
The Iowa Veterans Home,
Crisis Care Access, and the Softball Association for their young softball leagues. And depending on how well we do, I probably have to help the girls with Diamond in the Rough again. Yes.
Yeah. That's a great cause.
People who don't know about that,
It is a great cause.
It is a great cause.
I see they have a big dog garage sale coming up. So anyway.
Yes.
If you want any further information on Blessing of the Bikes, you can get that from Fred and Jackie at F&J Racing.
Yes,
and
call us. We're fine.
Also, you don't have to be a biker to come. If you want to see, there'll be a ton of beautiful motorcycles there, great entertainment. We do sell raffle tickets, and there's giveaways. I mean, we've had giveaway so much stuff to give away times, we had a hard time giving it all away.
Yeah. Okay. So lots of good stuff.
Yes.
And if you want any additional information, you can go to the Convention of Visitors Bureau's website at www.marshalltown.org to get more information on Blessing of the Bikes, or just give us a call, or Fred and Jackie at F&J Racing. So that will wrap up today's segment of Experience Marshalltown. And thank you, Fred and Jackie, for coming in the studio and telling us more about your great event that you put on in our community.
Thank you so much for this opportunity.
You bet.
Appreciate it.